It is February the 2nd, 2012. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, gerwick.net, your source for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And a week ago, we had former TNA superstar Jesse Neal with us, the veteran that served in the war. And we had such a great interview that we decided to bring him back. And a follow-up to what we were talking about last time, we got into a lot of interesting topics. We're going to open up some more cans of interesting topics as well. So it's a pleasure to welcome back to the Gerwick.net, the one and only Jesse Neal. How you doing, Jesse?
Good, man. What's going on?
Well, that's a good question because
I think you said that to me last time.
There's a lot of things going on, and we're going to get into a lot of them here as much as we can. We got a lot of topics to discuss, but before we do that, I think the last time we had you on was last Thursday, and then that weekend you wrestled. So why don't you kind of update on your activities over the weekends? We actually posted one of your YouTube matches from over the weekend, so give us a little idea what happened over the weekend and what's going on with the wrestling aspect right now.
Well, as my wrestling life, it's going pretty good, man. I'm back very active in the indies. This Friday and Saturday, I had a couple of shows here in Orlando. Went very well. We had a great crowd turnout each night. The second show on Saturday got a little crazy, did some hardcore stuff. You know, I'm not really I don't want to get hurt too bad before, get signed hopefully one of these days sooner by somebody. But, you know, I had to do some things, man. We had a blast. We were feeling it from the crowd. So we went all out, man. Chairs, guardrails. I think there was even a soda can involved. So we got a little crazy, man. But the crowds in Orlando are great, man. I'm getting really great responses from support from the fans still here in Orlando, which is really good and keeping me going through this, downtime, I guess you can call it.
And before we get into anything else, we got a couple questions from Twitter right up front. Okay. We threw it out there that fans can interact with us during the interview. And one was just kind of a general comment I think you'll appreciate. Tara C. Daly says, I was at No Surrender pay-per-view, and I just want to thank you for serving our country.
Oh, awesome. I really appreciate that. It never gets old, man, with that. I love it, especially not only to see the support from wrestling, but also what I've done in my past and the men and women that are still fighting today. It's a great feeling that people actually really do care.
Absolutely. And then Aaron wants to know, is there anywhere to send you a picture to get autographed?
To be honest, the easiest way, I'm actually, I own the rights to www.jesseneal.com. And here shortly, it's getting a whole facelift and stuff since I left TNA and stuff. I'm actually going to have all that stuff for purchase and also for fan mail. I have to open up a P.O. box and stuff like that. And it'll be up very, very soon, probably within either this weekend or by next week it'll be up. So I'm going to get that up very fast. A lot of Jesse Neal merchandise being sold.
Okay, when you do that, let us know, too, and we'll post that on Gerwick.net as well, because we're getting those questions here. And if you want to send Jesse something, you can definitely do that. He'll set up his fan mail box, and you can send away. He'll definitely autograph any picture or anything you want to.
And if once I get the P.O. box and stuff up, which will be very soon, too, and if anybody's wondering, if they send me anything to get signed or anything, it's no charge whatsoever. I'll never charge to sign something ever, and just send like a stamped envelope to get it back to you, and I'll take care of the rest.
Cool. And then Mandy here wants to know, and I guess you were just kind of alluding to that, what does the future hold for Jesse as far as wrestling? Because the last time we talked to you, we brought up that there was a note in the Observer that you were attending a Florida Championship Wrestling show, and you were kind of alluding to it earlier that you hoped to be signed. Is there anything new in terms of your future with one of the big companies out there?
Of course, I'm definitely anticipating a phone call, but, patience is everything. Things, especially with a big company like that, definitely don't happen overnight. There's a lot of plotting and planning, and everything goes into it, and I just hope to be a part of it very soon. Just waiting on that phone call like anybody else, man. I'll tell you that. And trust me, when I do get that phone call, I got to stay positive. That's why I say when I do get that phone call, Trust me, everybody will know about it.
Is it one of those deals where they say, you know, don't call us, we'll call you, or are they kind of encouraging you to kind of stay in contact with them as well?
Well, I mean, I believe it this way. You always want to be professional with any job, but you always want to call back and just to keep your name in their mind or something like that. You know, you got to stand out from everybody else. And my belief is they're going to be definitely hearing from me. If not every other week, it'll be every week. You know, nothing to, you know, bug in. I know I don't beg for anything, you know, please. You know, I just, the simple, hey, hello, I'm still here. You know, I'll send them, a current match of mine on the Indies or something like that. And just, you know, let them know what I'm up to and, you know, something about maybe my gimmick or something. Maybe, because in wrestling, it's either, you know, you got to be at the right place at the right time. So, you know, you never know when my time is.
So obviously we're talking about, you know, Florida Championship Wrestling. If they were to offer you a developmental deal, is that something that would interest you?
Oh, of course. I mean, I would be stupid and not to take it. I live here in Orlando. It would be an easy transition to Tampa. And I know a lot of the boys there at FCW, and the trainers there are really cool guys. When I did go down there, I talked to them and stuff. And really great guys. You got Steve Kern down there. I mean, he's treated me great because the whole military thing, you know, his father being in the military, he was a POW actually twice. And, you know, I have so much respect for that guy. And, you know, we've sat there for a couple hours talking about military and stuff like that. It's just really good people down there. And if I'm lucky enough to get an opportunity to wrestle there, it would mean a lot.
Yeah, a little easier to go from Orlando to Tampa rather than Orlando to Louisville, I would say.
Yeah, it would definitely save on gas, I'll tell you that.
No, the last time we talked to you, of course, was last Thursday, and then it was an incident that came up that I guess based on something that you might have said or somebody might have got a chance to listen to the interview that some strange things started happening to you in your personal life there.
Yeah, I can actually go into that a little bit and let everybody know what happened. It kind of set chills down me a little bit. It's kind of like a reminder that the government really does, you know, control pretty much everything except, of course, what I speak and what I believe in. But it definitely ain't going to stop me. Once my last interview with you guys was put on the internet, the very next day, my accounts were frozen and all my money was taken out of my bank. So it definitely was a weird time. it was definitely a big, huge eye-opener that, you know, they are definitely watching. They are definitely listening. I'm pretty sure they're going to listen to this interview. So hi, government. How are you doing? But it's not going to stop me, man. I'm going to keep saying my opinion, because as an American or as a human being, we have every right to stand up for what we believe in. You know, as long as it's, you know, for the good and better for yourself, then, you know, you shouldn't let anybody get you down. You should always be yourself. And, you know, that's kind of what I try to do when I'm in wrestling also, is, you know, show people that you can always be yourself. And so, you know, the IRS kind of stepped in, and you know, I'm not like a Wesley Snipes or anything like that, but you know, but they have the control, and they took it all out. But hey, I'm still breathing, I'm still on my feet, and I'm not going anywhere. So,
is there any update to that? Is the same situation? Your accounts are still frozen?
Actually, they unfroze my accounts, which I was very happy for today, because I had to go get some groceries out of my account and not food stamps. So I was very grateful for them to unlock my account, but unfortunately, once the government takes your money, they don't give it back. So,
you were going to make a parallel to what's going on in the real world to professional wrestling.
Actually, it's almost like the wrestling business. I mean, being in the real world, it's like I'm speaking like on the indies and stuff like that. I'm in wrestling, and I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier today about it. Like, if everybody would just work together, you have all these other indie promotions, especially here in Florida, it almost seems like they fight each other. You know, it's like, oh, my show is better than your show. How is your show better than the other show when 90% of the guys is the same guys on every one, because we have a great roster down here on the indie scene, pretty much everywhere. There's a lot of good dudes, and they're so talented, and a lot of them are actually getting looked at by the bigger companies right now. And, you know, I'm just not putting them over just to put them over. You know, I don't really like anybody, but like, only if the, and we were talking about it earlier today, if the shows would work together and stuff like that, it would be so much better and more profitable for not just the promoters and us, but for the fans as well, because a lot of some of the, like, the real actual, like, fights and the stupidness that goes on, it goes public to the fans, and the fans don't deserve to see that. They paid their money to see great wrestling, and they can here in Florida. There are so many talented guys here in the state of Florida, and I'm glad you brought it up, too, because we're actually doing a show called Best of the Best, and that's it's February 25th here in Orlando. We have a lot of great plans, a lot of great things that also I'm working. I will definitely be there February 25th. I don't know if I'll be in action or not. I know I'll be there, you know, signing autographs and, doing my thing there. And we actually just got off the phone with the head guy over there with Best of the Best. And what I'm going to try to start planning on is a great event in St. Cloud, Florida, my hometown where I grew up. With the police station, the fire department, pretty much the whole town, the schools and stuff like that, we're going to be doing a charity event for the Special Olympics. And but it's going to be like a huge wrestling show. We're going to get everybody involved. And what I'm going to try to probably plan to do is one of my buddies, he brought a good date, is around July 4th, because it's just Independence Day. It, you know, it shows, you know, the American people that we can come together and do a great thing, as long as we're on the same team and we're not fighting each other, you know. And I think it'll be a great event for not just us, the wrestlers, but also, you know, the Special Olympics and the community and stuff like that. It'll just be a fun, great time. So we're putting a lot of effort into it. We're going to be planning it out, and it'll be something definitely to see, because I'm actually really trying to change some things here in the state of Florida about the indies. And it's just like with the government, you know, and everybody's choices and for the president and stuff like that. And it's just, instead of fighting each other, why don't we come to a common ground? I laugh at the, you know, like the candidates and stuff and the elections and stuff, because ain't we all in the same country? Ain't we all trying to strive for the same things, you know, and help the education, you know, in the country, and help, you know, unemployment rise, or not rise, sorry, I helped that this year, help lower the percentage of unemployment, and you know what I mean? It's just, and we're sitting here arguing amongst each other instead of working together. I mean, it's not hard. And then you got, I mean, I don't want to, you know, talk bad about him because I don't even know the guy, but, like, you got Donald Trump backing, I guess, Mitt Romney now. I heard about that today. And it's just funny how you got, what is he, a billionaire or something like that? You're backing up a guy, Mitt Romney, but, like, a week ago, you didn't even know who you were backing. And now today I heard on the news, you know, that you're backing him up, or you're deciding or suggesting to back him up or something. It's just, it's funny how the government is. It's so like watching wrestling, you know what I mean? It's like one big, huge male soap opera. It's a great thing to watch. If you really open your eyes and see what's going on, you can just sit back and laugh at it, because sometimes it's a joke, but then other times it's not a joke, because they, in reality, the Congress and them, they control things, you know. They're obviously, I mean, I can always speak up and stuff, but look, they took all my money. Money rules the world, I guess. But hey, listen to me now. I'm smiling. I'm laughing. You know, I can still protect my family. And, you know, that's what matters most, you know. So.
Well, you mentioned the presidential race right now. And, of course, they just had the primary in Florida where you are. I know the candidate that you're supporting didn't do particularly well. But then again, I don't believe Ron Paul really spent a lot of money or time down there. I think he realized that he wasn't going to win that state. I believe Florida. I think the Florida primary is one where it's a winner take all. You get all the delegates for winning the state. So right. Ron Paul will spend more time in the caucus states, where if you win, if you finish second or you finish third, you still get the amount of delegates that represent your particular vote total. Such as like in Iowa, like when Romney and Santorum and Paul finished 1, 2, and 3. They all got delegates for, you know, finishing in the race. So Ron Paul will be spending more time and energy and some of his campaign money into those states that he can get not only at least the delegates that represent his particular vote total. And, of course, something we mentioned the last time that I think we did, that Ron Paul gets more money than the other candidates combined from the U.S. military. I saw a little graph the other day. You could see the other candidates, how they're getting their funding, you know, from big companies on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, et cetera. Then it said contributions to Ron Paul's campaign, number one, U.S. Army, number two, U.S. Navy, number three, U.S. Air Force. And it was just amazing.
And with people looking at that, that is so obvious of who you should vote for. They're not giving him money because he wants to stay at war. We have the Navy, the Army, the Marines. We have all the people, the Air Force, Coast Guard. We have them for protection, not for bullying other countries and beating them up and taking over. We have them for protection. That's what they're supposed to be. Our men and women that are fighting right now, they should be protecting us in America, not going to other countries and being bullies, because that's what's going on right now. You don't have a 10-year war. We have been at war for 10 years, and now we're trying to start another one with Iran. That's terrorism. That's bullying. Yeah, government, I said terrorism again. So take my $5 out of my savings. I don't care. You know, it's just it's ridiculous how, you know, like it's ridiculous about all these other candidates, because they all say the same thing, but they don't mean it, because it's obvious where they, exactly what you said, where they get their money from, all these corporations and stuff. These corporations are buying into these people because they're gambling. They hope this person makes it and backs them up once they're president or once whatever they're going to do. You know, Ron Paul, I mean, I give him all the credit in the world, man. He goes out there and he speaks his mind and he does not care. Now, that's a president. That's a leader you can get behind, for somebody that speaks their mind and stands up for what he believes in, and them getting the money from all the military. And that's a good thing, you know. That's a great thing Ron Paul's getting, because you got the military backing you up and respecting you, because he tells it like it is. He sees that we don't have to go to war to solve our so-called problems with other people.
I definitely agree with you, and you know, he's been making waves in politics for a long time. He's been a U.S. congressman in the state of Texas for the longest time, and this is it for Ron Paul. He is not going to run for re-election for the U.S. House. He's running for the presidency, and if he doesn't win, then he's done. This is it for him. And you know, his son Rand Paul is a Kentucky senator, and it's interesting that he's had the trouble with the TSA. Just recently, yep. We'll talk a little about TSA, but it's just amazing that this guy has almost a perfect record when it comes to constitutional government. Mm-hmm. The only time he strayed from constitutional government, he said, was when he voted for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, just because mm-hmm. he honored the man. He thought the man was a great man who fought for liberties and freedoms. You know, this is what a country's all about, you know, liberties and freedoms. He had a perfect constitutional voting record. You know, he doesn't vote for tax increases. He doesn't vote for a budget that's not balanced, and yet he's so demonized by the media because of his foreign policy. It's foreign policy. It's like he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, and the other candidates do. I mean, so that makes you a kook?
I would, yeah, exactly. I would love for them other candidates to actually go over there and be in war. They're so clean, and so their suits are so perfectly ironed and stuff. How about they go over there and actually be away from their family and go over there and fight a war you don't even know what you're fighting for? Because I guarantee you 90% or even more probably of our military don't even know. You know, why are we still over here? There's no reason to be over here. I know friends and family that have been over there, and they've seen innocent men and women being blown up and being shot for no reason whatsoever. I know a few of them that had to go into houses and just kill everybody. They were ordered to, and they didn't know why. They weren't told why. They're just trained, and their job is to do what your higher ranking officer tells you to do, and you got to do it. And if you don't do it, you're the one that gets incriminated and stuff. See, that's not the American way. You know, that's not how I grown up to realize the American way, you know, but it's starting to become that way. This world is changing whether or not people want it to change or not. They need to, like, just stand up and open their eyes and see what's really going on out there. Because if they let it get out of control like it's going still, man, we're not going to have a world left, man. We're going to be in lines. We're going to be in the FEMA concentration camps. Martial law is going to happen. You know, all that stuff's going to happen, you know, without us even knowing about it. We're going to wake up one day, you know, in a completely different world. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a bad time. It's going to be a bad time.
I think we touched upon this in the last time we talked. The NDAA, of course, was passed, the National Defense Authorization Act. And if you don't know what it is, you know, it's just not four initials. Go look it up. I mean, if nothing you take away from this interview is, if you don't believe what we're saying, go look it up. I mean, yep. You know, this is a country where we have the internet until they take the internet down from us or they censor it. If you don't believe what we're saying, go to the internet, type in NDAA and see what you get. And of course, you're going to get a lot of spin on it. But what essentially it says, it's setting up martial law. They're expecting financial terrorism in this country. They're expecting the dollar to collapse.
Yep.
It's going in that direction.
It's going to be really bad. Because, I mean, I even heard that they have a protocol just waiting to be called up. They have a couple, like, I think it's a red list and a blue. Is it a blue list or a green? I think a green list or something like that. I forget. But the red list is like people for them to nab up at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. They're going to come to your house, knock down your door and get you out of bed or out of your own home and arrest you. They don't have to have a search warrant. They don't have to have a reason. It's just because your name is on a list, they're taking you away. I heard on one list or something, a terrorist list, this, like, 6-year-old boy was on it. Just because he had a certain name, they put him on a watch list. Like, really? Are you kidding me? This is the times we live in, and I just wish people would realize it.
Yeah, the NDAA allows them to arrest you if they suspect you are into terrorism. As we talked about last time, they could put anything in your house. They could trump anything on you, and then that's it for you. You're gone.
Yeah.
You're arrested. You're gone. You won't be going home. There's no trial. There's no jury.
Exactly.
You're just gone. You disappear.
Yep.
You're long gone, and it's just if people don't pay attention. I mean, we still can fight this. We can overturn this. We can get Ron Paul in office, and we can get this thrown out. It's obviously unconstitutional. I mean, where is the constitutionalist out there saying, hey, this is unconstitutional? You know,
yeah.
we have the right to a trial in this country.
Yeah,
you know?
Not anymore.
Look what happened to Jesse Ventura with his case we'll talk about the TSA.
They
throw his case out. They wait as long as they can to make a ruling on it. And why do they do that? So we can't appeal the case.
Right. Yep. Exactly. There's people out there that go, oh, they're going to talk bad about TSA. We need the TSA. Yeah, of course we need security at airports and stuff so we don't get idiots to do stupid things. Of course. But if they would at least just go on YouTube, go on the internet and look up TSA procedures and look what they're allowed to do. Them new scanners, for one, they cause cancer. Okay. I mean, that's a big, you know, thing. But you stand in that. You got somebody in the back watching you, and you're pretty much naked in front of them. I mean, you could see everything. It's all on YouTube. It's all over the internet, exactly what those scanners do to you. You're completely naked, okay? They can take pictures of that. They can do anything they want. And then look at the TSA agents. They're not from the finest crop, I'll tell you that much. There's a lot of them that are idiots out there. Like, I would get hit up for the littlest things in airports. I'm pretty sure my name will pop up now that I've been talking about this. But, you know, I don't care. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes, because I ain't got nothing to hide. I don't bring anything illegal anywhere or, you know what I mean? I don't plan on doing anything wrong. You know, I'm just there to do my job, you know. But, you know, these agents, they're allowed to grope you. They don't have those procedures like cops, you know. They can't, you know, touch certain parts. They can touch anywhere and everywhere they want, even on little kids. they frisk them. And for like a little kid under five or something to go through something traumatic like that, that's like basically getting molested right there in public. Like, that's ridiculous. And if me and my fiance go on an airport and they touch her where it's not supposed, somebody's not supposed to touch, there is going to be a fight right there because I'm going to knock the TSA guy out. Because I don't think so. Ain't nobody going to touch my fiance in that kind of way. Now, if you think there's something on her and you got to check her pockets or something, that's something different. But they go all up in between the legs. They do all that stuff. It's ridiculous. There's countless of lawsuits going on right now. There's video, actual security video of people being held in that little glass box for like 30, 45 minutes, like forever. I was held in there one time, and I'll give you a perfect example. The thing didn't beep, didn't nothing. I walk up, the guy goes, oh, you're going to have to stand over here. And I'm like, why, what's that? And they go, oh, you just been picked to stand there, and we got to do this test on you. Okay, fine. I stand there probably about maybe 6, 7 minutes, nothing bad. They check my finger, I guess, for explosions or something, explosives or something like that. And the guy goes, oh, hold on 1 minute. And they get a thing, and I'm good to go. Like, something stupid like that. Are you kidding me? You didn't sign nothing. I didn't even have anything. I think I was going for an autograph signing up in Jersey or something, and I didn't even bring anything with me. Like, that's how ridiculous it's getting, you know what I mean? Because the way I look, and then some of the people, like, where did they get these TSA people at? You know what I mean? What were they, unemployment line or something like that? You just snatched them up because you needed, like, a million people to fill these jobs? Like, it's ridiculous. I don't trust them. I don't want TSA agents to look at my fiancé naked in that scanner thing. Like, that's ridiculous. Our rights are being taken away every day, and people are just letting it happen, and it's ridiculous.
I think they get the TSA guys from the sex offender list. They just go in and they find those, and in this country, they can molest your 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, people wake up, they can do whatever
there,
they want.
There would be a load of cops there because there's going to be a problem. Somebody's going to be bleeding, knocked out on the floor. If I had a kid and somebody did that to my kid, there would be a huge problem. Like I said about my fiance, if she gets that done to her, there's going to be a huge problem.
And the funny thing is, I shouldn't say funny, it's not funny at all, but they got scrutinized, the TSA. They put out a press release and said, okay, we're not going to molest, we're not going to touch the genitals, we're not going to go, inappropriately touch kids under 12, period. And within a short time, they're doing it all over again. And the thing is, the media will report, hey, okay, the TSA, okay, they're not going to touch any kids under 12. Okay, so they report it. And then they don't follow up on it because within a week, they were back to do their old habits. I mean, they have strip search people. They strip search people, and then they call it, they don't call it strip search, and they call it some kind of TSA procedure. They can take you to a little room and tell you to take all your clothes off, and they do it. They take off diapers of 90-year-old women that are terminally ill. They're going home to die. And it's
if
just,
that ever happened to my grandma, I would go there so fast, and I would, it would be a bad sight. I mean, of course, I would be in trouble because I'd be the one arrested, but at least I would make a big enough stink, and at least some people would see that and open their freaking eyes. Because people look at that, and they see that on the news, or they see, or they hear us, talking about it. They're like, oh, it don't matter. It ain't going to happen to my family. But imagine if it did. Imagine if it did happen to you or your family.
TSA is for the airport, and it's why doesn't the airline support their own security programs? Why is there a TSA?
Exactly.
And the TSA is expanding they're expanding to shopping malls. They're expanding to the highway. So soon,
the progression that's going on right now. You see where they plot and they plan, and they're just taking over this and that and the malls and this and there and there. And then Homeland Security. What is it? God, I forget what it is. All the way they protect all around the country. I forget how many mileage or something like that, but it's like into cities now and stuff, not just the border. You see Homeland Security people, like pretty much all of Florida is covered by Homeland Security. Like, really? Like, I thought that's what we had the cops for and the county, the sheriff's department and that stuff for. But no, you have the Homeland Security and they have a certain agenda. And that agenda is going to be coming up pretty soon and people are going to actually see it. But, it might be a little late by then,
Yeah, I mean, TSA is already I mean, they're having checkpoints on the highways. I know in Michigan and Tennessee that they've popped up. And this is just, I mean, they're just beta testing it. They're not saying going away. They're just going to expand it. You know, shopping malls, grocery stores, anywhere you go, there's going to be TSA. You go to McDonald's, they're going to be checking you, and they'll be checking your kids too.
So they have every right to do that, supposedly, without your consent or you doing anything illegal. They don't care. They're going to be allowed to do that.
This is all a psyop. It's all to brainwash you into believing this is the way we need to be. We need to fondle 5-year-old kids. We need to harass 90-year-old women that are terminally ill. Because we're not going to only do it in the airport. We're going to do it everywhere. So get used to it. It's not going away. So this is just ridiculous what's going on in this country with TSA. And as you were saying before, these lists they put people on, they have a no-fly list too.
Yeah, a no-fly list. Yep.
Yep. So you can be.
I hope I'm not on that. I still want to work.
You could be blackballed, and they put you on this list, and you're not allowed to fly in this country.
Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of driving.
And also, I just heard the other day, I think it was today, actually, they're using those TSA scanners at the Super Bowl.
So big events, WrestleMania. They'll probably have it there, you know, huge events like that,
So you get radiated on the way into the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
So we're giving up our rights because we're fighting Al-Qaeda, supposedly, right? We're fighting Al-Qaeda.
The terrorism. And then you can even look at Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, the person that we supposedly killed and we couldn't find him for like 10 years or whatever, how long. Who funded him? Who trained him? Where was he at? Wasn't he part of the American CIA? And we actually funded him and gave him weapons and stuff to fight his own battles overseas and stuff like that. I wonder. But no, everybody looks past that, and they don't, we wanted to get him because he did 9/11, man. He did some terrorism stuff. No. This is a guy that had no problem publicly admitting that, yes, I killed this, I did that, I did this. But the only one event that he came out and said he didn't do was 9/11. He came out publicly and said that. If you were a terrorist and you would love to just rub it in America's face that you did this, you did that, why would you say publicly you didn't even do 9/11? You would love that. You would run out and tell everybody you did that. And he said he didn't do it.
And the funny thing is, again, he, of course, he was the most wanted man in the whole world. He was on the FBI number one, and he was listed for all his crimes. And, of course, 9/11 wasn't on his crime list, and then they asked the FBI, well, why didn't you put 9/11 on his rap sheet? And they said, just not enough evidence.
Yeah, not enough evidence, but we started this whole entire complete war because of it.
Yep, we went to Afghanistan. Of course, we'll get to Libya in a minute, too. But we went to Afghanistan, we went to Iraq, 10-year wars, just because this guy supposedly admitted he did it. And, of course, if you go back and look at some of the videos where they say he supposedly did it, he looks different in every video. In fact, one time he was writing with his right hand instead of his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
One video, his nose is bigger than it usually is. Just wake up. I mean, his CIA name was Tim Osman, if I remember right, too. So they knew him from the 70s when the Russians were invading Afghanistan. They helped fund a lot of those rebel fighters. They helped create Al-Qaeda. They helped create the Taliban.
So, and now look what's going on in the world. It's a huge plot and a plan, and people, the big wigs in the world are, you know, they're smart. They're very smart people, and look what they're doing. They're just pulling the wool over our eyes, and we're supposed to just get in line and go along with it. Well, I'm sorry. I've been out of line for a very long time, and I'm not getting back in it no matter what.
And who controls Libya now?
Yeah.
Al-Qaeda.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're fighting.
Ridiculous.
We're giving up our rights to defend ourselves from Al-Qaeda, and we gave Al-Qaeda the support they needed to dethrone Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
And Al-Qaeda now runs Libya.
Yep. It's pretty scary if you open your eyes and just look to see what's really going on in the path that we're headed in. It's very, very scary.
You know, you were talking earlier about the parallels between what's going on in the real world and professional wrestling. And every time I think that, I think 1996, WCW, there was a a renegade band of Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hulk Hogan. What did they call themselves?
New World Order, baby.
New World Order. And, of course, who owned WCW at that time? Ted Turner.
Oh, Time Warner. Yeah. Ted Turner.
Yep. A guy who's a eugenist who believes that the world's overpopulated, that the world should eliminate a lot of people.
You know, this is how cocky they are. It's like Stonehenge, but it's another monument with stone. God, it says their agenda and stuff, the New World Order agenda. I forget what it was named now. I know all about it, except the name, obviously. I just can't think of it right now. But it says on there their number one agenda, that the population of the world needs to be under 500 million people. And if you look at how many people are in the world, it's scary. And that's how cocky they are.
It's like 7 or 8 billion, I believe, the world population.
Yep, and they want it under 500 million people. So they said it's more controllable. And the New World Order is very real, people. It's very real. And I just wish people would see it, man. And it's just, you know, I mean, I don't get it. It's like the aliens are going to come over and take over anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, I think as we talk, I think the New World Order is taking over your phone. I think you're getting some break up there.
I think they are, man. Yeah, see, my phone's starting to break up and stuff like that. They're on me, man. They're probably sitting outside.
Your phone is tapped.
As long as they let me eat dinner, and then they can take me away. I get grumpy if I don't eat. So.
Well, you know, that whole Patriot Act was designed that they could spy you whenever they want to. They check your they check your emails. They check your phone records. They check your library records. They know what you read.
Yes.
They know what
and
you
I mean,
buy.
I know if they use that for the good and for, like, you know, to catch bad guys and stuff like that, we would have a hell of a lot less crime. But they need crime. They need that, even if they don't want to admit it. We need crime out there because it'll scare people into just doing their daily thing, you know, going to work in their 9-to-5 job and going straight home and not, you know, living their lives, you know. Life is short anyways, no matter how you look at it. And people should live their lives, man, because the people that are in control, they're the bad guys. They're the heels.
You know, we're trained to trust the government. The government works for us. It's of the people, by the people, for the people. And yet they lie to you every day. I mean, they're telling you the unemployment rate's like 8.5% when every economist will tell you it's over
20%. Right. Exactly.
I mean,
it's all smoke and mirrors, man. Smoke and
I mirrors. I mean, they tell you fluoride in your water is good. I mean, fluoride causes cancer.
Exactly.
I mean, has anybody looked at the side of their toothpaste tube? It says don't give this to kids under 6 and let alone to drink it.
Right.
It's a toxin. It's in rat poison. And you drink it, they put it in your water. They put other kind of chemicals in your water. We have genetically modified food that they're giving you that takes all the...
I went out and I got some McDonald's because it was my cheat day. And I'm like, let me just go to McDonald's, you know, and eat something. I was drinking their Diet Coke. And you know, when I was drinking their Diet Coke, I actually got scared. And it was a weird thing because all I thought of when I started drinking, I actually threw it away because I just thought of, like, you know, how easy is it? Because the big corporations, that's one of them is McDonald's, you know? And how easy would it be is to put something in there to get to the world? Everywhere has a McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, it scared me a little bit because especially with my past, what's happened in the past few days and stuff like that. And what was weird is that I called my dad and I told him what was going on and stuff. And my phone... You know how a phone, when it makes noises about, like, if it's going in and out of satellite and stuff, you hear static? It was nothing like that. It was like going on the internet. It had that old school beeping noise and stuff like that, and it was scary.
You know, you're talking about McDonald's, and, of course, McDonald's, of course, lobbied during the health care reform, and, of course, they got a waiver from Obamacare. So, I mean, they're one of, like, how many corporations now? The average Joe who owns a business down the street, they're, of course, they got to, you know, pay into health care. But the big corporations that are friends with the government, they all got waivers.
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
It's crony capitalism. Sorry. Yeah, it's just crony capitalism we have, you know?
You're exactly right. And it's they put out that whole thing to us that we're the most powerful, you know, unit in the world and this and that. But they are. They're the most powerful because it's not just this country. like we were talking about the New World Order, but what do they call himself now? The Bloomberg Group or whatever they call him now, or Illuminati?
Bilderberg.
Bilderberg. There we
Bilderberg.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
now
was...
they keep, you know, it's, and that's scary. Like if people do the research on that stuff, that's scary what they're involved in and what they control. And there's a lot of major people, and it's coming out publicly now. A lot of celebrities are into it and stuff like that. And it's not a fun thing to be involved in, man. It's like they want world domination. They want to be in control. And it's just, if all these people would just take the stick out of their ass and actually live their life, and everybody could live peacefully. I mean, we don't have too many people in this world, you know. We, you know, as they think we do and stuff. They just want to control us and stuff like that. It'd be a better place if people would just get the stick out of their ass, you know.
One thing I don't want to totally worry everybody, but you were talking about, you know, drinking your Diet Coke at McDonald's. I mean, you know what they put in diet products, don't you?
Oh God, I don't even. It's so bad. Like I think they. What do they put in there? What do you know?
Aspartame.
Yeah.
Aspartame
that's not a very good thing.
No, you don't want to drink aspartame, and of course they put aspartame in everything now. You know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and he's like, he was very concerned about aspartame. And I just saw a documentary, and I'll never touch another aspartame product. And I used to drink Diet Pepsi, like, by the 2 liters. I used to love that stuff. But you see this documentary and where it comes from and what it is and what it does to your body. I mean, it basically shuts down your pancreas. And, again, if you don't believe me, go on the Internet and find this information. It's out there. But, I mean, it took them, like, 15 or 20 years to get that approved, the FDA, and they kept lobbying. And they knew when they approved this, this is a bad drug, man. This is not what you want to be consuming in your body. So aspartame, and like my friend was saying, I don't give aspartame to my kids. And I said, well, does your kid chew gum? And he said, yeah, they chew gum. I said, well, look on the side of the package. I bet anything they're taking aspartame. It's a Pedialyte, the drink for the kids. It's in the Fred Flintstone vitamins. They have aspartame in that too. So you can't escape some of this stuff.
They're marketing the kids in this world. That's scary. That's even more scary because they're supposedly our future. And they're targeting kids now and stuff with all this crap. I think of every time I think of stuff like that, the government like doing this and stuff, I always think about the movie Batman Begins with the Scarecrow character, the doctor guy. He puts that stuff in the water supply and stuff like that. I think of it every time. And it's scary, bro. It's scary because that stuff's real. It's real. Not the Batman stuff, but.
Well, I mean, we've found the government's lied about the Gulf of Tonkin, going back to the Vietnam War. They lied about.
Ventura speaks about that all the time.
Yeah, we lost, 50,000 people in that war?
Yep.
Weapons of mass destruction. I mean, they lie to you almost every day. They lie to you about something. I mean, they lie to you that aspartame is safe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they lie about Libya. I mean, it was given to Al-Qaeda. I mean, look it up.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing. Well, like you said, it's not funny, but all the truth
ironic.
And all we speak about. Yeah, there you go. Ironic.
Yeah.
It's all on the internet. All the information is in front of you. Open a book or open the internet. You know, for now.
Right.
You know, just like everybody talks about Area 51 and all the aliens, this, aliens, that, and stuff. It's the government wanting this whole, like, sleight of hand routine. You know what I mean? Here, let's pay attention to all the conspiracies about the aliens in Area 51 here. But look what we're doing behind your back. It's so much more serious, you know? I mean, honestly, I believe there's something going on out there. We're not the only ones in the whole entire universe, obviously. But, you know, it's just that's just another weird concept to even think about, you know.
They lied about JFK. They lied about
RFK.
Oh, my
God, JFK, like, are you kidding me? It is so obvious that's a lie, but nobody's willing to speak up and say anything about it because our government says they know all and we can't do nothing about it. Yes, we can. JFK knew something. That's what that problem was. He knew something, and God bless him because he was with Marilyn Monroe. But, you know, I mean, just the things he knew, I couldn't even fathom because they assassinated one of our greatest presidents, in my eyes, one of the greatest presidents, because he was young. He knew what the hell he was talking about, and he didn't give a crap who heard it. He was ready to stand up for what they believe in, or what he believes in and stuff, and that's the kind of president we need.
And, of course, he opposed the Federal Reserve. And, of course, really, I think the United States really ceased to be the United States in 1913 when the big banks paid off all the politicians to put in the Federal Reserve. And, you know, the thing is, they don't teach us – I mean, you go through your schooling, they don't teach about the Federal Reserve. A lot of people don't know what the Federal Reserve even is. They think it's it's federal. You think it's part of the government. It's not part of the government. The Federal Reserve is not a part of the government. It is they're private. It's a private entity that prints the money, gives it to the United States government at interest, at a loan for interest. So,
and that's in Kentucky, correct?
It's the Federal Express.
Yeah, like I don't get all these like secret things. Like you brought that up, and like the Vatican City, like that's its own government there, or not own government. You don't want to call it really a government or whatever, but they have their own city and their own rules and their own, you know, law and stuff. That's scary, you know. And that's supposed to be religion and God this and God that. I mean, I believe there's something out there, you know, energy wise. But I just don't believe in the whole Bible and Vatican and stuff like that. I mean, people might think down about me, but that's just my opinion. You know, I do believe on, you know, doing good things, and good things will happen to you. You know, that just makes the world a better place. But like the whole Vatican thing, like I honestly believe they assassinated one of the popes. I think it was Pope Luke or something like that. He was in their office. He was Pope for about 33 days. His one of the nuns came in, gave him his coffee, came back in the room 30 minutes later to check on him and check to see, you know, if he needed another coffee or his coffee's fine or whatever, and she found him dead. And the Vatican made her take a vow of silence. Why? Like, there's like, it's ridiculous what, like, the secrets and stuff that they even have. And it's all combined with the whole New World Order and all that stuff. It's freaky about how the stuff we do know is scary, and the stuff we don't even know and can't even imagine is even more scarier.
Of course, the Vatican supports a World Bank. Which is what they want. They want to set up a World Bank where they financially control the world. I mean, that's what they're going for. So here's the Vatican calling for it.
And they even have like the Euro. They're trying to make that here in the United States, like with Canada and Mexico. We're trying to make it all one, like over in Europe. That's scary.
The banks create all the derivatives. They get all the countries to sign on it. They're backed up by the FDA, and then we're on the hook for all the bad debt, the toxic debts. You know, they always say, you know, toxic debts. It's on their balance sheets, and we have to pay for that. Us,
right? That we can't even pay
taxpayers.
Exactly. Us, and that just hurts us American people even more, where we feel like that we can't even stay under or above water, and help our own selves. So that means we're weak and we stay in line. But we got to stop that. We have to stop. Like the IRS took all the money I have in my bank. I'm still smiling. I'm still stating my opinion. I'm standing up for what I believe in and protecting my own family. They ain't stopping me.
You just got to pay attention to what's going on. We talk about fluoride. We talk about GMO, aspartame in your Diet Coke. They put stuff in the plastics and make you sterilant. They put stuff in the printer ink. They put vaccines that have been known for sterilants. Live virus. I mean, the flu shot doesn't even protect you from the flu. It gives you a flu. It gives you the virus.
Yeah, that's the other thing that people don't know. I see it all in Eckerd's and Walgreens, and like my family and friends are getting the flu shot. Oh, it's free. It's free. The government's giving it to us free. When the hell did the government ever give anybody anything free? That's ridiculous. I've never gotten the flu shot. I never will. I mean, they probably pumped that crap in me when I was in the military, because they were giving us all kinds of shots when I got in the military, but not anymore. I don't think so. I ain't going in there and getting some free shot just because it's free and it'll help me, you know, feel better anyways. I was sick for 3 weeks straight. You think I'm going to go in there and get a flu shot? Hell no. Because I'll get even more sick, or God knows what they're going to put in us, you know? Like, that's just scary.
There was some documentary I was watching. I don't remember what it was, but the serviceman got really sick. He got a vaccine. and he had to go home. He was really sick. He was, you know, he was bedridden. They sent him home, and he got back home, and they said, mm-hmm. "What happened to you?" And they said, "He got this vaccine." And they said, "Well, what was it?" He said, "I don't know." So they called the military. They said, "Well, what did you give him?" And they said, mm-hmm. "You know, it's classified. We can't tell you." So they said, "Look, this kid might die. What did you give him?" And they, you know, of course, they shuffled as long as they could. And they called back and they said, "We gave him the flu shot." Now, who knows if it was a flu shot or what exactly it was? I mean, Yeah, but I mean, no matter what it was, I mean, they gave him something that almost killed this kid.
Jeez.
I mean, yeah, it's just mind-boggling. That's why, you know, if you vaccine your kids, I mean, I don't know if people realize it, like elementary schools, if all your kids are on the CDC schedules for vaccines, mm-hmm. they get bonuses. And where do they get the bonus money from? The vaccine companies.
Yep, and you have to get, those kids have to get shots now just to stay in school.
Well, in California, they're mandating their kids to get Gardasil shots, horse inoculations. Oh my goodness!
Man.
And the government
like,
cares for us.
Need to, the government don't give about us, man. It's ridiculous how they are. Oh, they just want from you know they have a totally different agenda than what they're saying and what they speak of. I mean, the only reason why Ron Paul is not getting the justice and all the vote he should deserve is because, you know, the government is scared to have somebody that's willing to speak up and have their own mind and, and of course they control all the ballots. I mean, look how Bush got elected when they had to recount the ballots in Florida and stuff, you know, it's like our sometimes they want us to think that our voice don't matter and stuff, but it really does, you know. I just want to throw up when I think about that.
I think in that election they couldn't have lost either way, because if they would have Al Gore, it was Mr. Global Warming coming in, so you know.
Right, and that I mean to be honest with you, global warming's horse, I think. I mean, this, to be honest with you, I mean this world has been here for millions of years. It's gonna be here for another million. You know, I mean, and they keep trying to scare us about that Nibiru or whatever the hell that other planet is or whatever that's heading our way or something like that. And it's just another fear factor thing to get us to get right back in line, you know, and that the government's there to help us and the FEMA camps, they're there to help us survive and stuff. No, I got my survival kits, me and my fiance, they got survival kits and my weapons of choice to protect me and my family, and you know, and that's the way it's going to be, you know.
I think those people that support global warming, do they realize that the global warming people believe the sun has no effect on the weather?
Yeah. I love that. It's almost like a lot of these groups, like, I mean, I don't know everything about everything, but I mean, I know a little bit about a little bit, you know, I wrestle, so I get hit in the head a lot. But it is so hilarious when people talk like that. It's like you almost got to sit back and be like, do they really know what they're talking about?
I don't know if people realize it, but with all these cut down on carbon emissions, we have less carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, and this atmosphere needs carbon dioxide. I mean, your plants and your vegetation and your trees and your tomato plants in the backyard.
Too. Exactly. Somewhere down, that's the government, man. They're honking their horns at us. The government's after me, man.
I was gonna say, you know, just me and you talking right now. We're global warming is going up.
Yeah, I'm causing the global warming to get into crazy numbers now.
Well, your phone has like bounced a little bit a couple of times during this interview. I definitely think they're spying on your phone there.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I'm outside right now, so they're getting probably a better signal. They can hear us more clearly. I'm just trying to help out the government, you know? Oh, I love with the guy sitting on his porch in his boxers. That's gross. See, there should be a law against something like that. I mean, sitting on his back porch in his boxers. That's crazy.
Yeah, the government loves you. They do Fast and Furious. They ship the guns to the warlords in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They grow the opium in Afghanistan. That was even on Fox News. They ship it back here.
Yeah, that's
here.
The only reason why we want to take over Afghanistan is because of the opium fields. That's the number one area to get opium. All right, dude.
And Pat Tillman knew about it, and Pat Tillman was going to blow the whistle. And you know what happened to Pat Tillman? Of course, the football player that went into the Army.
Exactly.
Because he wanted to help fight 9/11, fought Al Qaeda, and he went over there and said, Al Qaeda, where are they at?
Right, exactly. Yeah. He was not afraid to stand up for what he believes in and say something. And if everybody was like that, you know, we wouldn't have to be worried about getting killed or shot or, you know, or something bad happening to us, you know. Like me, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to live my life the way I want to. I've helped fight for this freedom for this country for 4 years of my life. I went through a very tragic time, you know, when I was there. But I'm turning around to a positive. I'm going to live my life to the best of my ability and have fun and not worry about it if I open my mouth and say my opinion about something, who's listening and who's not.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling what's going on right now. Of course, we're talking, you know, you were talking about Osama bin Laden, and of course it was the Navy SEAL Team 6, and then a lot of them died in Afghanistan on a helicopter.
Yeah.
They overloaded some old, out-of-date helicopter, and it blew up, and they said, Al-Qaeda must have got a bomb on there.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. Oh, that just sparked a little memory spot in my head. I don't even know what the hell that meant, but I don't know if you remember, but there was a black kid, he was a dark kid. I don't know if he was African-American or Dominican or something like that, but he boarded a plane, and they actually took him off the plane because I guess they found like a bomb in his shoe or something like that or something. It was a while back. They found something on him.
In Detroit.
Yeah, they have video and security things of a man in a suit escorting him onto the plane.
Yep.
And that was when he was fumbling with it, and a couple of people on the plane, that's how he got caught. He was fumbling with it to set it off, but a couple of people were brave enough to stop him on the plane. But there was witnesses that testified, I don't know if they testified or not, obviously they weren't because they're probably still alive, but they came out and they said that a man in a suit escorted him onto the plane.
The shoe bomber.
Yes.
In Detroit.
Why is a man in a suit escorting him, you know?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much been documented that 9/11 hijackers were trained here in the United States for flight school.
Right, exactly. It was Tampa and Kissimmee, right here where I live. Osama bin Laden, one of his brothers, lived in Kissimmee, Florida, lived 15 minutes from my house. But then they say, his family, like most of his family lived here. And they have ties here, you know, with other businesses and stuff like that. They're the ones with the money. Of course we're going to be in bed with them, you know?
I tell you what, regardless what you think about 9/11, when they had the 10th anniversary of 9/11 and they wouldn't let the first responders show up, that made me want to barf because, let's face it, these guys went down there, they sacrificed, they saved people's lives, and a lot of them are very sick. A lot of them are not doing real well. A lot of them have questioned the official version of 9/11. I mean, you know, a conspiracy theory is only one that differs from the official 9/11 story. They were not allowed to show up at the 9/11 ceremony. They thought they could. They called up and they said, "No, you're not welcome. You can't come."
How American is that? I mean, come on. They were the ones risking their lives, and they still are risking their lives because they're dying from all their complications from that day. And, like, they're not allowed to be there to pay their respects. Why? Because that Muslim mosque place was in their way or something? They couldn't get in there? Or whatever the hell that Muslim place called. That was weird, too. They built
mosque.
There you go. Sorry. I don't believe in that stuff, so I don't know what it's called. A mosque. They built that right down there by there and stuff. I mean, come on. Really? You're not going to let the first responders be there because they're not afraid to open their mouth because they're having problems. They're pretty much on their way out. And look what they did for our country, our citizens of this country. Look what they did for the men and women that were there. Like they saved so many lives and they've seen a lot of stuff. That's why they weren't allowed there, because they've seen a lot of stuff. They wanted to ask questions. Just like Jesse Ventura always says, you know, I don't have a problem with this country. I don't have a problem or anything, but what I do have a problem is everybody hates me because all I want to do is ask a question. I just want to ask them about it. What's so wrong with asking a question? I thought that was in the you know, in our amendments and stuff that we're allowed to, well, I don't know what amendment it is, but we're allowed to ask questions. What happened to that? You know, it's ridiculous. They want to hurry up and jump to conclusions about, you know, oh, this guy's a bad guy because he wants to ask a question.
I mean, our founding fathers wanted us to question authority, wanted us to question the government, because they knew, I mean, they just lived under British tyranny. They know how, you know, corrupt a government could get. So they set up this new government. They're saying, look, you know, we're trying to balance power. Here's Senate. Here's the House. Here's the presidency. And each branch questioned them, questioned the judges, you know, questioned every decision they make, because it's so easy to be, I mean, it's so easy to corrupt the government. I mean, the biggest money talks. I mean, it's just like going back to wrestling. Everybody's got a price. That's what it is. That's what it is. Everybody
is so
does have a price.
How, like we can sit here all night and talk about how we can, you know, say politics and politics and wrestling have in common. So everybody has a price. That's so true.
Well, I mean, you're about Donald Trump. I mean, he did professional wrestling too, and he was a guy that was going after Obama's birth certificate, and they shut him up by giving him some casino deals in Chicago.
Right.
So,
exactly.
It's
funny how that works, man. That's funny. I don't care if I don't earn another penny in this country ever again. I'm still, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to speak my mind. They'll never shut me up. I'm going to be who I am, because I think everybody should be that way no matter what.
And I don't know if people were paying attention to the MF Global, a bank overseas where people had billions of dollars invested. Of course, they buy gold and silver, and they buy the futures of it, and they have it physically delivered to them. And, of course, who was ahead of that? That was Don Corzine, or John Corzine. They call him Don.
Yeah.
You know, he was the governor of New Jersey. He's on the financial advisory team of Obama. He becomes a CEO for less than a year. The money evaporates.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in front of the Congress and says, I don't know what happened to the money. I'm sorry.
Oh, bad for you. Slap on the wrist. There you go. That's
could be
a
my
good excuse.
Could be my friends Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase or any of those big companies. But
it could be any of those guys, you know.
I don't know what happened to the money. It's like, then why are you in the financial advisory team if you can't manage a couple $1 billion in these personal accounts? It's just,
that's exactly like wrestling. Like if somebody on the creative team, you ask them, hey, what do you guys got planned for me? They come back, well, we don't really know. Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
I guess you'll figure out eventually, right?
Yeah, I guess. One of these days, I guess. Just let me know. I'll be here. Oh, man, that's good stuff, man.
Like I said, if anything, you question what we said, look it up. I mean, it's on the internet. It's they hide things in plain view. So it just takes a chance. You just go and look for it. I mean, the FEMA camps one you're talking about with the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory, they took it off DVR boxes.
Mm-hmm.
They told satellite and cable companies to remove it. But last I checked, it was still on YouTube. So you can find it. You can see the FEMA camps they're talking about, we're talking about. So,
that's
I mean, they're out there. They exist.
The best thing about the internet is because when the government steps in and takes it out, there's always somebody to step right back up and put it right back on. So exactly what you said. If anybody, when you're listening to this, look everything up, look whatever interests you have up, and make your own opinions of it. Just open your eyes and see it for yourself.
And really, you know, it was a few years ago I kind of had this awakening. You know, I was one of those people that bought into the, you know, left-right paradigm, Republicans, Democrats. You're one or the other, right? And so when one's in charge, you blame the other company or the other group or the other political party. But once you have an awakening and you see exactly what is going on, both parties are bought and paid for by the same people, folks.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who wins these elections, except for Ron Paul. I mean, Ron Paul is the one that will step up and take on these globalists.
Right.
But
exactly.
The politicians are bought and paid for by the same people. So, you know, if nothing else, if it gets you to think about things, tell other people. I mean, you know, I always hear a famous radio host that says the answer to our problems are now is 1776.
Yeah.
And of course, 1770 is the American Revolution, because we can beat these people. These people are not invincible. We can take these guys out and we can get our country back. But we can't do it if we're being dumbed down, if we're taking aspartame and fluoride and genetically modified crops, and we got getting all this cancer, and cancer's off the chart, and diabetes off the charts, and one out of every 100 kids are autistic now, and we got all this brain damage. I mean,
that's coming up big time too right now.
Just wake up and pay attention and do your own research
You don't even have to listen to nobody. Just do your own thing. Do your own research.
Tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your mom, tell your uncle, tell your neighbors. And if there's somebody you can't reach, go to the next person. Some people are just not going to – no matter what you tell some people, I could tell you 5 facts about something, and you could just choose not to believe it.
Right. Exactly.
So there's nothing I can say that will change your mind on something. But there are other people that are willing to listen, that are willing to embrace what you're saying. And, hey, they could come around, they could do their research and say, hey, we are in a lot of trouble. Maybe I'll tell somebody else. And then I'll tell somebody else. And then suddenly people are awake to what's going on out here. So
that's the thing. People can make a difference. You're, people out there, you're not on your own. There are other people that believe in the same thing, that are willing to open their eyes. They just got to see it to believe it.
I mean, there is a reason the military is backing Ron Paul. I mean, look into that.
Yeah, a very big reason. Yep, exactly.
And you should know. You were in the military, so,
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Me going through the military and seeing what I, I had an opportunity when I got back from the bombing to go see Bill Clinton. And, have breakfast with him and stuff like that. And Tom Hanks was one of the celebrities that'll be there, or that was going to be there. And I just wanted to go to see Tom Hanks. I could give two shits about Clinton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because just the BS, man, that was going on. And they're just, people are letting it happen, It's just, I don't want to be a part of that crap,
Okay, Jesse, well, I think we've covered a lot of topics tonight, like I said.
Yeah, we definitely stirred the pot up, as they would say.
Do your research and find out what's going on out there in the world. And, Jesse, go ahead and plug your website and your social media again.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to book me, even just to talk to me or whatever, wrestling appearances, anything good like that, email me at bookjesseneal@aol.com. Also, if you guys want to talk to me, keep in touch with me, keep up with me, do whatever on Twitter, it's @TheJesseNeal. And I do have a website. It's getting a facelift right now, but it'll be up very soon at www.jesseneal.com.
And when you get that fan mail P.O. box, let us know as well.
Yes, definitely. That'll be up very shortly, because I definitely I love hearing from all the fans, especially my military fans. That definitely was what keeps me going and striving for more, because I definitely want to make a big impact, no pun intended, in this world. So
it always goes back to wrestling, doesn't it?
Always. Everything goes back to wrestling. Everything.
That's parallels in the world to wrestling and what's really going on. So.
It's a great life, man.
Well, Jesse, we appreciate your time. Again, we appreciate your service to this country, and we wish you all the best.
Definitely. Thank you very much for letting me speak my mind, and hopefully we just change that one person, if that's what it takes, to open their eyes and just live their life, man. That's all I can say.